Kein ani ikos en Vavilóni, ke onomafto Joachim.
And there was a man dwelling in Babylon, and his name was Joachim.
Ke elaven gineika ionoma Susana, figatir heltiu kalis fodra ke fovumeni ton tirion.
And he took a wife, whose name was Susanna, daughter of Hilkiah, very beautiful and fearing the Lord.
Ke igonis aftis dikei, ke didaxan tin figatera afton kata ton nomon Moisi.
And her parents were righteous, and they taught their daughter according to the law of Moses.
Ke im Ioakim plusios sfodra, ke in afto paradisos gitnion to iko aftu, ke pros afton prosivondo Iudei, dia to in afton en voxoteron pandon.
And Joachim was very rich, and he had a garden adjoining his house, and the Jews were brought to him because he was more distinguished than all others.
Ke apedichthisan dio presbiteri ek tu lau kritai en to eni afto ekino perion elalisen o despotis oti exilthen anomia ek Vavilonos ek presbiteron kriton I edokun kivernanton laon.
And two elders from the people were appointed as judges in that year, concerning whom the master spoke, that lawlessness came out from Babylon, from elders, judges, who seemed to govern the people.
Uti prosekarterun enti itia Joachim ke irchondo pros aftus pandes ikrinomeni.
These were persisting in the house of Joachim, and all those being judged used to come to them.
Ke egeneto imika apetrechen o laos meson imeras iseporeveto Susana, te periepati en to paradiso tu andros aftis.
And it happened, when the people were running away at midday, Susanna would go in and walk in the garden of her husband.
Kai efeorun aftim i dio presbiteri, kathi imeran isporevomenin, ke peripatusan, ke genondo en epithymia aftis.
And the two elders kept watching her every day, going in and walking about, and they became inflamed with desire for her.
Ke διέστρεψαν τον εαυτόν νουν, και εξέκριναν τους οφθαλμούς αυτών, του μη βλέπειν εις τον ουρανόν, μη δε μνημονεύειν κρυμάτων δικαίων.
And they twisted their own mind, and turned aside their eyes, so as not to look toward heaven, nor to remember righteous judgments.
Και ήσαν αμφότεροι, κατανενιγμένοι, περί αυτής, και ουκ ανήγγυλαν αλλήλης, την οδύνην αυτών.
And both of them were pierced with longing for her, and they did not tell one another their anguish.
Ότι εισχύνοντο αναγγείλει την επιθυμίαν αυτών, ότι ήθελον συγγενέστε αυτή.
Because they were ashamed to disclose their desire, because they wanted to have relations with her.
Και παρετηρούσαν φιλοτίμος καθημέραν οράν αυτήν.
And they watched eagerly every day to see her.
Και είπαν έτερος το ετέρο πορευθόμεν δι εις οίκον, ότι αρίστου ώρα εστίν και εξελθόντες διεχωρίστησαν απαλλήλων.
And they said one to the other, let us go indeed into the house, for it is the time of the meal. And having gone out, they separated from one another.
Και ανακάμψαντες ήλθον επί το αυτό, και ανετάζοντες αλλήλους την αιτίαν αυτών, και τότε κινήσει νετάξαντο.
And having turned back, they came together, and examining one another the cause, they confessed their desire. And then, together, they agreed on a time when they would be able to find her alone.
Και εγένετο εν το παρατηρέιν αυτούς ημέραν εφετον, εισήλθεν πότε καθώς εχθές και τρίτης ημέρας μετά δύο μόνον κορασίων και επεθύμησε λούσαστε εν το παραδείσο.
And it happened, while they were watching her day after day, that one day, as on the day before yesterday, and the third day, she went in, with only two maidens, and desired to bathe in the garden, because it was hot.
Και ουκ ειν ουδείς εκεί, πλην οι δύο πρεσβύτεροι, και κρυμμένοι, και παρατηρούντες αυτήν.
And there was no one there, except the two elders, hidden, and watching her.
Και είπεν, το εις κορασίς, ενέγκατε δήμοι, έλεον, και σμίγμα, και τα στήρας του παραδείσου, κλείσατε, όπως λούσομε.
And she said to the maids, "Bring me now oil and soap, and shut the doors of the garden, that I may wash myself."
Καί, επούησαν καθώς είπεν, και απέκλεισαν τας θύρας του παραδείσου, και εξήλθαν κατά τας πλαγίας θύρας, εν έγκαιτα προστεταγμένα αυτές, και ουκ είδωσαν τους πρεσβυτέρους ότι ήσαν και κρυμμένοι.
And they did as he said, and shut the doors of the garden, and went out by the side doors to bring what had been commanded them. And they did not see the elders, because they were hidden.
Kai egeneto os exilthosan ta korasia, ke anestisan idio presvite, ke pedramon afti.
And it happened, as the maidens had gone out, the two elders rose up and rushed upon her.
Ke ipon idu eithirai tu paradisu, ke klinde, ke udeis theorimas, ke en epithymia su esmen, dio syngatathu imin, ke genu methimon.
And they said, "Behold, the doors of the garden are shut, and no one sees us, and we are in desire of you. Therefore, consent to us and be with us."
Ιδε μη καταμαρτυρήσω μεν σου, ότι ειν μετά σου νεανίσκος, και δια τούτο εξαπέστειλας τα κοράσια από σου.
But if not, we will bear false witness against you, that there was a young man with you, and for this reason you sent the girls away from you.
Και ανεστέναξεν Σουσάννα, και είπεν στενά μη πάντοθεν, εάντε γάρ τούτο πράξω, θάνατος μη έστιν. Εάντε μη πράξω, ουκ εκφεύξομαι τας χείρας ημών.
And Susanna groaned and said, "I am hard pressed on every side, for if I do this, it is death for me. And if I do not do it, I shall not escape your hands."
Αι χαιρετών μη έστιν, μη πράξασαν εμπεσέιν εις τας χείρας ημών, ή αμαρτήν ενώπιον Κυρίου.
It is better for me, not having done it, to fall into your hands than to sin before the Lord.
Και ανεβόησεν φωνή μεγάλη, Σουσάννα, εβόησαν δε και οι δύο πρεσβύτε κατέναντι αυτής.
And Susanna cried out with a loud voice, and the two elders also cried out against her.
Και δραμών οίς, ίνιξεν τας θύρας του παραδείσου.
And one ran and opened the doors of the garden.
Hos ve ikusan tin travgin en to paradiso, I ektis oikias is epidisan dia tis plagias firas, idin to simvevikos afti.
And when those from the house heard the cry in the garden, they rushed in through the side door to see what had happened to her.
Inika de ipano I presvuite tus logus afton, katis hinfisan I dulis fodra, oti popote. Ουκ ερέθη λόγος τιούτος περί Σούσανης.
And when the elders had spoken their words, the servants were greatly put to shame, because such a word had never before been spoken concerning Susanna.
Και εγένετοτι επαύριον, ως συνήλθεν ο λαός προς τον άντρα αυτής, Ιωακήμ, ήλθον οι δύο πρεσβύτε, πλήρης της ανόμου εννοίας, κατά Σούσανης του θανατώσε αυτήν.
And it happened on the next day, when the people came together to her husband Joachim, the two elders came, full of lawless intent against Susanna, to put her to death.
Και είπαν, εμπροσθεν του λαού, αποστήλατε επί Σουσαννάν θυγατέρα χελκίου, χι εστιν γηνή Ιωακήμ, ιδε απέστειλαν.
And they said before the people, "Send for Susanna, daughter of Hilkiah, who is wife of Joachim." And they sent.
Και ήλθεν αυτοί και οι γονείς αυτοίς, και τα τέκνα αυτής, και πάντες οι συγγενείς αυτής.
And she came, and her parents, and her children, and all her relatives.
Ή δε Σουσάννα, ειν τρυφεράς φόδρα, και καλή το είδη.
Now Susanna was very delicate and beautiful in appearance.
Ή δε παράνομοι, εκέλευσαν αποκαλυφθήνε αυτήν. Ειν γαρ κατακεκαλυμμένη, όπως εμπλισθώσιν του κάλους αυτής.
But the lawless men ordered her to be uncovered, for she was veiled, so that they might be filled with desire for her beauty.
Εκλέον δε οι παραυτής και πάντες οι βόντες.
And those beside her were weeping, and all who saw her.
Αναστάντες δε οι δύο πρεσβύτε εν μέσω του λαού έθηκαν τας χείρας επί την κεφαλήν αυτής.
And the two elders, standing up in the midst of the people, laid their hands on her head. ιδέ κλαίουσα ανέβλεψεν εις τον ουρανόν, ότι ειν η καρδία αυτής τεπιθία επί το Κυρίο.
And she, weeping, looked up to heaven, because her heart had trusted in the Lord.
Είπαν δε, οι πρεσβύτε περιπατούντον ημών εν το παραδείσο. Μόνον εισήλθεν αυτοί με τα δύο παιδισκών, και απέκλεισεν τας θύρας του παραδείσου, και απέλυσεν τας παιδίσκας.
And the elders said, As we were walking in the garden alone, this woman entered with two maidservants, and she shut the doors of the garden, and sent away the maidservants.
Και ήλθεν προς αυτήν νεανίσκος, ως ειν κεκριμένος, και ανέπεσε με ταυτής.
And a young man came to her, who was hidden, and lay down with her.
Ημείς δε όντες εν τη γωνία του παραδείσου, ειδώντες την ανομίαν, εδράμωμεν επ' αυτούς.
But we, being in the corner of the orchard, having seen the lawlessness, ran upon them.
Και ειδώντες συγκινωμένους αυτούς, εκείνου μεν ουκ ειδουνήθημεν εγκρατής γενέστε, δια το ισχύν αυτών υπέρ ημάς, και ανοίξαντα τα στήρας, εκπεπιδικένε.
And when they saw them being together, we were not able to restrain him, because he was stronger than us, and having opened the doors, he had leaped out.
Ταύτις δε επιλαβόμενοι, επιρωτώμεν, τις ειν ο νεανίσκος.
But having seized this one, we were asking who the young man was.
Και ουκ ηθέλησεν αναγγείλε ημίν ταύτα μαρτυρούμεν, και επίστευσεν αυτής η συναγωγή ως πρεσβυτέρης του λαού, και κριτάεις, και κατέκριναν αυτήν αποθανέιν.
And she did not wish to report these things to us. We bear witness. And the assembly believed them, as to elders of the people and judges, and they condemned her to die.
Ανεβόησεν δε φωνή μεγάλη, Σουσάννα, και είπεν ο Θεός ο αιώνιος, ο των κρυπτών γνώστης, ο ειδός τα πάντα πριν γενέσεως αυτών.
And Susanna cried out with a loud voice and said, O eternal God, the knower of hidden things, the one who knows all things before their coming into being.
Si, επίστασε, ότι ψευδήμου κατεμαρτύρησαν, και ειδού, αποθνίσκω, μη ποιήσασα, μηδέν, ον ούτι, επονηρεύσαντο κατεμού.
You know that they have borne false witness against me. And behold, I am dying, though I did nothing of the things these men devised against me.
Και εισήκουσεν, Κύριος της φωνής αυτής.
And the Lord heard her voice.
Και απαγωμένης αυτής απολέστε, εξήγηρεν ο Θεός το πνεύμα το χάγιον παιδαρίου νεωτέρου όνομα Δανιήλ.
And as she was being led away to be destroyed, God stirred up the Holy Spirit of a young boy, younger, whose name was Daniel.
Και εβόησεν φωνέ μεγάλη, καθαρός εγώ από του αίματος ταύτης.
And he cried out with a loud voice, I am clean from the blood of this woman.
Επέστρεψεν δε, πας ο λαός προς αυτόν και είπαν, τίς ο λόγος ούτος, ον σι λελάλικας.
And all the people turned back to him and said, What is this word that you have spoken?
Ω δε στάς εν μέσω ι αυτόν, είπεν, ούτος, μωρί οι Ισραήλ, ούκ ανακρίναντες, ουδέτος αφές επιγνώντες, κατεκρίνατε θυγατέρα Ισραήλ.
And he, standing in the midst of them, said, So foolish, sons of Israel, not having examined, nor having known the clear, have you condemned the daughter of Israel?
Αναστρέψατε εις το κριτήριον ψευδίβαρου του, κατεμαρτύρησαν αυτής.
Return to the judgment place, for these men have borne false witness against her.
Καί ανέστρεψεν πας ο λαός μετασπουδής, και είπαν αυτό οι πρεσβύτεροι. Δεύρο κάθισον εν μέσω ημών, και ανάγγειλον ημίν ότι σοϊβέδωκεν ο Θεός το πρεσβείον.
And all the people returned in haste, and the elders said to him, Come, sit in our midst and tell us, because God has given you the eldership.
Και είπεν προς αυτούς, Δανιέλ, διαχωρίσατε αυτούς, απαλλήλων μακράν, και ανακρινώ αυτούς.
And Daniel said to them, Separate them from each other far apart, and I will examine them.
Ως δε διεχωρίστησαν, εις από του ενός, εκάλεσεν τον ένα αυτόν, και είπεν προς αυτόν, πεπαλαιωμένε ημερών, κακόν νυν οίκασιν εἰ αμαρτίαι σου, ας επωείες το πρώτερον.
And when they had been separated one from the other, he called one of them, and said to him, Old man of evil days, now your sins have come, which you were doing formerly.
Κρίνων κρίσις, αδίκους και τους μεν αθώιους, κατακρίνων, απολύον δε τους αιτίους, λέγοντος του Κυρίου, αθώων και δίκαιων, ούκ αποκτενείς.
You who judge unjust judgments, and condemn the innocent, but release the guilty. While the Lord says, You shall not put to death the innocent and the righteous.
Νυν ούν, ταύτην υπερ είδες, υπόν υποτίδενδρον είδες αυτούς, ομιλούντας αλλήλεις, οδε είπεν υποσχήνων.
Now therefore, this woman, if you saw her, tell under what tree you saw them speaking with one another. And he said, under a mastic tree.
Είπεν δε, Δανιήλ, ορθώς έψευσε ίστιν σε αυτού κεφαλήν, ήδη γαρ άγγελος του Θεού, λαβών φάσιν παρά του Θεού, σχίσισε μέσον.
And Daniel said, You lied rightly against your own head, for already an angel of God, having received a sentence from God, will split you in the middle.
Και μεταστήσας αυτόν, εκέλευσεν προς αγαγήν των έτερων και είπεν αυτό, σπέρμα Χαναάν και ούκ Ιουδά, το κάλος εξυπάτησεν σε και η επιθυμία διέστρεψεν την καρδίαν σου.
And after having removed him, he ordered the other to be brought near, and said to him, Seed of Canaan and not of Judah, beauty has deceived you, and desire has perverted your heart.
Ούτως επιέτε θυγατράσιν Ισραήλ και εκείνε φοβούμενε ομίλουν ημίν. Αλ ού θυγάτηρ Ιούδα υπένινεν την ανομίαν ημών.
Thus you were doing to the daughters of Israel, and they, being afraid, associated with you. But no daughter of Judah endured your lawlessness.
Μιμ ούν, λέγε μη, υπό τι δένδρον κατέλαβες αυτούς ομιλούντας αλλήλεις. Οδε είπεν υπό πρίνων.
Now therefore tell me, under what tree did you catch them speaking with one another? And he said, under a mastic tree.
Είπεν δε αυτό, Δανιήλ, ορθώς έψευσε και εσύ ίστιν σε αυτού κεφαλήν, μένει γάρ ο άγγελος του Θεού την ρομφέαν έχων τρίσες εμέσον, όπως εξολεθρεύσει ημάς.
And Daniel said to him, You have lied also rightly, and it remains upon your own head, for the angel of God, having the sword, is waiting to cut you in two, so that he may destroy you.
Και ανεβόησεν πάσα η συναγωγή, φωνή μεγάλη, και ευλόγησαν το Θεό, το σώζοντι, τους ελπίζοντας επ' αυτόν.
And all the assembly cried out with a loud voice, and they blessed God, the one saving those who hope in him.
Και ανέστησαν επί τους δύο πρεσβύτας, ότι συνέστησεν αυτούς Δανιήλ, εκ του στόματος αυτών ψευδομαρτυρήσαντας. Και επίησαν αυτοίς, ον τρόπον επονηρεύσαντο το πλησίον.
And they rose up against the two elders, because Daniel had convicted them of having borne false witness out of their own mouth. And they did to them as they had wickedly done against their neighbor.
Ποιήσε κατά τον νόμον Μωυσή, και απέκτηναν αυτούς, και εσώθη άιμα ανέτιον εν τη ημέρα εκείνη.
To do according to the law of Moses, and they killed them, and innocent blood was saved on that day.
Χελκίας δε και υγιεινή αυτού έινεσαν τον Θεόν περί της θυγατρός αυτών, Σουσάνας με τα Ιωακήμ του ανδρός αυτής και των συγγενών πάντων, ότι ούχε βρέθει εν αυτή άσχημον πράγμα.
And Chelcias and his wife praised God concerning their daughter Susanna, with Joachim her husband and all their relatives, because no shameful thing was found in her.
Και Δανιήλ εγένετο μέγας ενώπιον του λαού από τις ημέρας εκείνης και επέκεινα.
And Daniel became great before the people from that day and beyond.